Today, Be'ezer Hashem, we learned Daf Nun Aleph and Masechta Ksubos. Some of the topics we learned about include the halacha of a man who did not provide his wife with a written ksuba, or he omitted certain stipulations of the ksuba. He is still obligated to provide a complete ksuba. Because this is an obligation imposed by Beis Din upon every husband that he must provide his wife with a ksuba. The source for Eishes Yisrael Shenensa Muteres LaBaila, a married woman who was violated remains muteris to her husband, a Yisrael. The source for Eishes Kohen Shenensa Asur LaBaila, the wife of a Kohen becomes Asur LaBaila even if it was Ba'enis. The Machlek is in the case of Tchilas Ba'enis V'Seifa Beratzen, when she initially refuses but subsequently consents. Some of the terms and concepts we learn about include Tanai Ksuba, additional provisions in the Ksuba which provide several benefits for her and her children. These benefits will be discussed at length in subsequent dafim. Some of these benefits include Kol Nechasav Achren L'Ksubasa, all of his assets are Meshubadim, bound for collecting the Ksuba, Chayiv L'Fdaisa, if she is captured he is obligated to redeem her, Chayiv L'Fdaisa, if she becomes ill, he pays for her medical treatment.